Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You are now turned into Angela, what I call her Yee.
Yes, it's Way Up with Angela Yee on a Thursday, on a Friday eve. And we have some special guests joining us on the show today. We got, from the D, my girl, Cash Doll. She has two new songs out right now, FM and Big One. I love when y'all are doing your Big One. People have been posting this challenge. I think I need to do one too, because let me tell you something. I've been having my Big One. Well, I'm still waiting for it, I feel like. But yeah, I'm blessed. And so it does make you want to celebrate all the accomplishments you have. And also 310 Baby is joining us. He has a new album out right now. It's called Nights and Weekends. And so he's got some interesting stories to tell. You know he's still in high school. All right, but anyway, we got to start the show off with some love and positivity. When we come back, it's time to shine a light. 800-292-5150 is a number. Let us know who you want to spread some love to, who you want to shout out and say, hey, you're doing some great things. You're doing your Big One. And I want to show you some love. It's Way Up.
I'ma shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and happy Thursday, you guys. I'm in Detroit right now, but it's time to shine a light. And today, I want to shine a light on somebody who is actually a friend of mine. You may know her from my Lip Service podcast. That is Gigi McGuire. Now, it's just dope because Gigi was at South by Southwest, and I saw the pictures from what she had to do out there, and it was absolutely amazing. They world premiered Magic City, an American Fantasy. It's a three-part series that centers around Magic City and the great influence the club has had on the hip-hop community. Gigi is actually narrating that whole movie. It's also executive produced by Drake and Jermaine Dupri. So imagine how great that is, that Gigi is doing that, because she was definitely the face of Magic City for a while. Now, she did an exclusive interview with the Jasmine brand, and she said, Magic City changed my life. I'm forever grateful for the experience I had as an entertainer. And even though it's been well over a decade since I danced there, I will be forever a part of the Magic City family. All right, so shout out to you. I cannot wait to see this docuseries. Now, who do you want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. A, who you want to shine a light on?
Good morning. I want to shine a light on my shorty, my friend, a hard-working mother out here, single mother, pulling doubles, triples, doing whatever she got to do to make sure her son wants for nothing. I just want to let her know that the main person she's doing everything for, definitely see her. And I know he's going to grow up and say, Mom, you made me proud.
And what is this woman's name?
Her name's Shawnee.
That's a difficult job being a mama and making sure your kid is always taken care of. So I know
and
that she'll appreciate
that having too much time for working. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just want to let her know that I'm sure he's going to grow up and be proud of everything that she sacrificed for him.
Aw. Well, thank you, A. I'm sure that's going to make her tear up a little. I appreciate you for calling.
Y'all enjoy the rest of
your
day.
You too. Well, that was Shine a Light, 800-292-5150, in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we have your Yeetie. And this is all about money. People are in people's pockets. Well, we'll tell you why some people are saying that Karrueche and Young Miami and Kylie Jenner are having some financial issues. And these women, a couple of them, fired back. And we'll tell you what their response was. It's way up. It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit usvi.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit usvi.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's truth in the rumors.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that Yeetie.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for your Yeetie. So, Billy McFarlane, you may know his name as the founder of the Fyre Festival that did not work out. It was a disaster, and he ended up going to jail for scamming people. He already owed $26 million in restitution to those people who got scammed. And then in prison, he also owed the IRS nearly $7 million in back taxes. But he is still planning to do Fyre Festival 2.0. I mean, this is insane. He said, we are literally the most talked about music festival in the world. We've had 3 times more mentions than Coachella, which is in second place. And there's a huge drop off after that. Now, Billy McFarlane said he's not going to be controlling the funds. He has a partner who will be overseeing the entire operation. So Fyre Festival 2 is going to take place somewhere in the Caribbean on December 6, 2024. Tickets will be $3,500. Okay, it'll be interesting to see if anybody is planning to attend that. And Karrueche is doing OnlyFans. She has her feet on OnlyFans, and people were saying that she's broke, You know, but she said, all the comments regarding OnlyFans, I'm not going broke, just a smart play. Foot fetish is the number one fetish in the world. I didn't know that. There's nothing sexual that will be on my page. It's literally my feet. And if people are willing to pay, then what's the problem? She said, I'll also be donating a percentage of what I make to local charities in LA. I have a team that helps with the paid, so they'll also be able to eat from that as well. There's a stigma around OnlyFans, but there's literally chefs, musicians, yoga instructors, etc. on there. And just to back her up, when Drea De Matteo from The Sopranos said she joined OnlyFans and was able to pay off her mortgage for her house right away, it was kind of like, I know everybody was like, what should I do? Well, Young Miami, in the meantime, has been selling her clothes. She has Carisha's Closet, but people are saying that she's broke. Well, she responded, I'm broke selling my clothes when I always had Carisha Closet on my website this whole time. Mind you, I've been doing this. Y'all people say anything, LMAO. Now, I'm not mad at that. You know, the Kardashians always do that too. And I will say that sometimes you wear things one time and that's it. What are you supposed to do with those clothes after? So the fact that she has that Carisha Closet, I'm sure she has like a ton of things that she wore once and isn't doing anything with. So why not clear it out and put it up there? It's actually a very smart, organized thing to do. And Kylie Jenner, people are saying that she's broke on TikTok. There's these conspiracy theories. I don't know about that one. And that's all because she's been trying to sell her Beverly Hills mansion since 2022. Now, a user on TikTok named Michelle Tak has been saying that I think these celebrities are not as wealthy as we think they are, especially Kylie Jenner. Not that Kylie is struggling or anything. I don't think she's close to being homeless, but I think that she lives well beyond her means, and that is why she has a new business venture every 2 to 5 days. She also said that Kylie Jenner's multiple homes in Southern California are worth a combined $80 million, and she noted, do you know how much it costs to upkeep $80 million in real estate? Not only is she paying the mortgage on each house, she is paying for the gardening and the landscaping. She's paying for the security systems in all three houses. She also has her own private jet, $73 million, and she needs money to upkeep her lifestyle. You know, selling a house in California is not easy right now with the mansion tax that they have. A lot of people tried to sell their homes before that mansion tax kicked in. And then with the high mortgage rates, it's not an easy market. So I don't know how true this is, but the Post did reach out to Kylie Jenner's reps for comment, and she, of course, has not commented. All right, well, that is your Yee T. And when we come back, we have About Last Night. That's where we discuss what we did last night. It's Way Up.
Last night.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for About Last Night. That's where we discuss what we did last night. And y'all know I'm in Detroit, so you know what I did last night? I stayed at the MGM Grand. I always try to stay at different hotels, but the MGM is one of my favorites when I come out here. And they have Top Golf there. And so that was something that I've always wanted to do, in addition to a little bit of gambling. So I try to, when I gamble, I just set like a limit as far as how much I plan to spend. It could be like $100. And as soon as that money is gone, I gotta get up and leave. And do you know how much discipline it takes to leave the table when you're down? You are so tempted to reach into your pocket and get some cash or put your card down and get some more chips. But the hardest thing I think about gambling is walking away when you're on top. You always feel like, well, maybe I could just make a little bit more. And that's when you start losing. So I don't know what you guys use as a strategy when it comes to going to the casino. But, you know, if you can walk away while you're winning, I think that mentally you feel like the game's not over until all the chips are gone. And we have to stop thinking like that. You have to say, I won. I doubled my money. Let me just get out of here while I'm ahead. Right? Hard to do. All right. Well, that was About Last Night. And when we come back, we have a special guest joining us. It is 310 Baby. You know his song, Soak City, Do It. And he also has a new project out, Nights and Weekends. And he'll talk to us. He is super smart to be such a young teenager. I can't wait till you hear what he has to say. It's Way Up.
Yeah. Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And look who's here today. 310 Baby.
What's
welcome.
Up? Thank you for having me.
Now, just still in high school. As a matter of fact, you're in school right now.
Yeah, as we speak.
Okay. So explain to me how this works, because you are supposed to be there, but this is counting. Like, what do you have to do to make sure that you graduate on time?
So I just have to make sure I keep my grades up and turn my work in and communicate with my teachers. I can't just disappear on the school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's it, really.
All right, and your school loves you, by the way, Soak City.
Left, right, let me see you do it. Left, do it, right, do it. Left, do it, right, do it.
That song, did you have any idea that was going to do what it did?
No, I thought it was just going to go up, like, in the city, like in L.A.
So what do you think you would have been doing if it wasn't this? Like, when you were in, while you're in school, mm-hmm. what were your thoughts on what you would be doing, like, after high school?
I had plans to go to school, like, college. I really didn't want to, really. I was trying to see what I could do to get around it.
Let me put out a hit song. That went gold, by the way. Congratulations
thank you so much.
A gold single.
Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, I wanted to go to school for business because, like, I really love, like, finance, big finance, like financial literacy is really my thing. And then I just randomly made this song that went crazy. I was gonna still make music. I was already making music on the side. I was never gonna stop making music. I was just getting prepared to go to college.
Now, when it comes to finances, you said you read a lot of books, and that's something that you thought you would be going to school for after all of this business. Where did that come from?
I've always wanted to have financial freedom. I never liked that feeling of, like, not being able to buy something. There's been so many, like, for example, like the stock thing, you have to be 18. I was trying to figure out how I could sell it and trade stocks at 15.
Okay.
So it's like, for so long, I was trying to figure out how to do things that I really couldn't. So around that time, all I was doing was learning that. Mm-hmm. What I did do, there's something called Investopedia that's like a simulator. So at school, I was in an investment club. So that's how I was kind of cooking it, is I knew I wasn't old enough and I didn't have necessarily like capital mm-hmm. to trade, but I used Investopedia. They give you $100,000 and, you know, make it work. I was first place in the investment
that's
club.
That's amazing.
First place in the investment club 2 times. And it was only, I was only in it 2 times, like, well, you know, 2 years, and I won both.
That's, congratulations, that's huge. I love that.
Thank you.
Tell me how things took off for you. Like, when did you first realize, oh, this is really happening?
TikTok. It went up local. But then once I started seeing, like, CJ Stroud on TikTok.
And, I know,
like,
he was hyped that day.
That was crazy. After that, like, the TikTok stuff, all the TikTok stuff just went dumb. And, like, starting to see the when I was seeing the TikToks go up, like, 1,000, 10,000 a day, I knew at that point it was out of here.
So you have a new album, mm-hmm. all right, Nights and Weekends. So yeah. Who are some of the people on? I see my girl Bia is on there.
So we got Duke Deuce. We got DDG.
Wow.
We got Bia. We got Cash Kid. We got Lil Tyler.
And, you know, Usher couldn't get Justin Bieber to perform at the Super Bowl, but somehow he managed to do a cover of your song. How did you feel when you saw that?
Wait, you said who?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, with the guitar?
Yeah, with the drums.
The drums. Like, I don't know, it felt fake at first. Like, even though it was the drums and not him, like, making a freestyle or whatever, like Wiz did. It's just, it all just feels fake. It all just feels fake, you know? But I don't feel like I'm out of place. Like, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be and everything is supposed to be.
Well, thank you so much for coming through, man. I really, you know, congratulations on everything. The album, Nights and Weekends, how do you feel?
I just feel good, amazing. I think the future is more than bright. But yeah, I just got to remain present, though. I don't want to get too, you know what I'm saying?
And I can't wait to see what these investments are going to start looking like.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Just wait and see.
All right, well, 310, baby. Make sure you guys follow him. Make sure y'all get that Nights and Weekends. I can't wait to see where you are, like, when you come back and visit me next.
It's going to be crazy. Out of here.
You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up with Yee. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. Let's talk about Sharon Stone. You know her famously from Basic Instinct, but now she is naming the producer who tried to make her have sex with her co-star. We'll talk about it. It's Way Up.
Yo, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yee tea.
Come and get the tea.
It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit usvi.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit usvi.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for your Yee Tea. Sharon Stone has revealed the identity of the producer who she claims pressured her to have sex with a co-star for the first time. Now, the producer that she claims did this is Robert Evans. She had actually discussed this situation in her memoir back in 2021, and now she is revealing the movie was called Sliver, and he had instructed her to have sex with Billy Baldwin. Yes, he's one of the Baldwins. This was right after Sharon Stone did the movie Basic Instinct. This was her next film. And she said, they expected me to bring home another giant smash hit, and they gave me casting approval, and they gave me all these approvals. But then when it came time for me to do it, they told me it was a vanity deal and I couldn't have my approvals. Then they started to try to blame me for their mistakes, and they made terrible mistakes in the way that they hired directors and cast. She said, allegedly, that Robert Evans told her, we need Billy to get better in the movie because that was the problem. She said, if I could sleep with Billy, then we've had chemistry on scene, and if I would just have sex with him, then that would save the movie, and the real problem with the movie was me, because I was so uptight and so not like a real actress who could just F him and get things back on track. The real problem was I was such a tight Sharon Stone also said when she heard that demand, she thought about how he hadn't listened to the list of actors that she suggested for Billy Baldwin's part, and she was frustrated that the film's bosses wanted her to go from co-starring with Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct to working with Billy Baldwin. She said, I didn't have to F Michael Douglas. Michael could come to work and know how to hit those marks and do that line and rehearse and show up. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in the I have to F people business. Well, Billy Baldwin has since responded to these claims. Now, he went on social media and said, does she still have a crush on me, or is she still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances? I have so much dirt on her, it would make her head spin, but I've kept quiet. He said, I wonder if I should write a book and tell the many, many disturbing, kinky, and unprofessional tales about Sharon. That might be fun. That was a terrible response, by the way, but I could see that he was offended that she took issue with his acting. And also, how would he even know what the situation was behind the scenes, whether or not the producer told her to do that. But you know, a hit dog will holler. All right, Aisha Curry has responded to Drake's lyrics about her on Erase My Mind. Here's what he had to say on the song.
Posted that pic you sent me, it wasn't recent enough. How I'm supposed to wife it, you not Aisha enough.
Well, while Aisha Curry was on Watch What Happens Live, here's what she had to say in response to that verse.
Yeah, I think I was dumbfounded, but that's like our family. And so I think I was appreciative that they like respect me so much that they feel that I'm a great wife. So I was appreciative. Mm.
And speaking of the Currys, Steph Curry is maybe perhaps going to get into a career in politics. Here's what he was asked on CBS Mornings about whether or not he would run for office.
Do you have an interest in politics?
I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can. So if that's the way to do it, then I'm not saying the presidency. But if politics is a way that you can create meaningful change, or if there's another way outside of politics, you know, that we can do.
You're not ruling it out?
No.
2028, you never
not
know.
That soon.
All right, well, I would definitely vote for Steph Curry over Donald Trump. All right, well, that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar. These are the stories that are not necessarily in the headlines. They are flying under the radar. It's way up.
News, I got news.
This is the news that relates to you. These stories are flying under the radar.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for Under the Radar. Well, a Dollar General store in Wisconsin had to briefly shut down. You know why? The entire workforce quit. The problem was they did not like the 7-day work week, and they said it was a lack of appreciation. A 7-day work week is insane. Now, Trina Tribolet, who worked as a manager for the past year, said that she and the store's 6 other employees have been discussing their exit for months. At the end of their shift on Friday, they left, and they put a sign on the door that read, "We quit. Thank you to our amazing customers. We love you and we'll miss you." They said the whole team has walked away due to a lack of appreciation, being overworked, and being underpaid. They said, "Although we love and adore our customers, we must take a stand for the community and not allow corporate greed to continue preventing people in need of the help they need and could receive." You know, they said there were a lot of issues with the store, and the last drawer was seeing Dollar General throw an exorbitant amount of items in the trash, even though they could have donated those items to the local community. They said, "We're throwing away coffee that's not expired, or you're throwing out a box of Lucky Charms that you know there's a whole world of kids who would love to eat those, but you can't donate them because you're supposed to throw them away." And while it's not clear how much they were making, the minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 per hour. Now, the store was closed for about 3 hours on Friday. No one reported to the store when it opened on Saturday, but as of Monday, they actually brought people from other locations and they worked to fill those open roles. You really do have to value employees nowadays, because people should not have to work under those conditions 7 days a week for probably minimum wage. All right. And buying now and paying later is a popular way for people to splurge right now. And it's a common way now for people to buy groceries and lawn furniture too. Consumers aged 35 and under are 53% of the buy now, pay later users, but just 35% of traditional credit card holders. I love how they have Afterpay, so when you buy some clothes, you can break it up into payments. And I know on my credit card, I don't have to pay everything right away. I can do installment payments. It actually does really help a lot. So, you know, shout out to everybody who is, I guess, doing modern day layaway. And U.S. airport nasal swabbing is expanding to Chicago and Miami. That's a program that tests international travelers for COVID and other infectious diseases. The program operates at 6 airports, and they just added those 2. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Under the Radar. And you know, we got the Way Up Mix at the top of the hour. Plus, my girl, Cash Doll, is going to be joining us, and she has a huge announcement to make. All right, it's Way Up.
Way Up.
Just like to talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T.
Way Up.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for your Yee T. Divorce is tough, and Portia and Simon's divorce is definitely not amicable. Now, he posted on social media, "If you are behind Portia filing for divorce, please step up and own her mental state of mind. #dumbass. Then he said, "If you are behind Portia filing for divorce, you should own her emotional state of mind. Did not arrive here on her own accord." I'm gonna be honest, I don't even understand what he's talking about. But, you know, he took all of the pictures of Portia from off of his Instagram page. The other day, he was spotted on a yacht in Miami. Well, a boat in Miami. He was with Jeezy, and it looked like he had a young lady with him. So, you know, he's been trying to, I guess, act like he's living his best life, or maybe he really is. All right. Now, Offset surprised students at a Baltimore high school. This is good news. He gave away $30,000 in groceries, and he also helped a student that got accepted into 40 colleges. This was all while he was on his Set It Off tour in Baltimore, and just a beautiful thing to see. He's been doing a lot of positive things in all the communities that he's been traveling to. The other day, I was talking about these Timberland Mischief boots, and Timberland posted the original with their Tim. But then Mischief posted the next day, also original, and posted their boots. Now, if you're interested in getting these boots, they're going to be released on March 19th, exclusively at Mischief.com for $400. The campaign does feature Spike Lee. And prayers to Sheree Whitfield. She is raising awareness for dementia. She revealed that her mom recently was diagnosed. She said, "This has been one of the most difficult experiences I have endured." She said, "Hey, booze, I know I have not been as active on social media like I usually do. I've been dealing with a lot, and I wish I had better news to share at this time, but I just wanted to come on here to update y'all and bring awareness to a cause that is near and dear to my heart." She also said she has tons of questions and is open to learning more about this disease. If there's any caregivers or caretakers that can drop helpful tips that can possibly help me, or anyone reading this with a loved one that is in the beginning stages of dementia and is resistant to help, this would be greatly appreciated. So our prayers to you, Sheree, and to your mom. This is not an easy thing to have to deal with. So you guys, if you can give her any tips, please make sure you do. All right, that is your Yee T. And when we come back, we have Ask Yee. 800-292-5150. Any question you have, we're here to help. It's Way Up.
It's relationship or career advice. Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and it's time for Ask Yee. 800-292-5150 is the number. And of course, we also take voicemails in case you couldn't get through while the phone lines are open. You can still leave a voicemail, or you can go on the iHeartRadio app and click the little microphone in the corner, and you can also leave a message that way, and we will still get it. So today we have a question from an anonymous caller on our voicemail.
I had a 3-year affair. I ended up getting pregnant. I had a baby. He ended up leaving the wife for a brief amount of time. He moved in with me. Then he got back with the wife. It completely cut me and the baby off. So I put him on child support. So now he says that he's completely not in the picture, and child support is my only support. And he doesn't even pay it. So what should I do?
All right. Well, one thing I don't know from this message, I'm not an attorney, but I also don't know what state she's in. So I don't know what the laws are regarding child support when somebody's not paying. But I will say a couple of things here. It's very unfortunate that he is not trying to take care of his kid, regardless of what happened between you and him. This is still his responsibility, and at some point in his life, he's going to regret it. So I'm very sorry that he doesn't understand that he has to be able to separate what your relationship is with him and his relationship with his kid. And we also don't know if the woman he's with has an issue with him seeing his child because she doesn't want him to see you. So a couple of things I want to take into consideration. As a mom, are you doing what you need to do to make it convenient for him to be able to see his kid? But you did say that he's upset about paying child support, and now he's threatening to not see his child. You know, my thing is, people act like child support is the worst thing in the world at all times. A woman is a devil for putting you on child support. But if that's the only way that I can get support for our child, then yes, that is what has to happen. You got yourself in that situation by not handling your responsibility. Sometimes the best way to mediate is to have the courts be involved. With that being said, it's damn near impossible to force somebody to see their child. The only thing that I can encourage you to do is, if you have a relationship with his parents, you know, your child's grandparents or anybody else, to try to make sure the child is somewhat involved and knows that side of the family, because at the end of the day, you don't want your child to grow up and feel like that side doesn't care about them, that side didn't want them, just because the father is a POS. You know, maybe you can even suggest some type of co-parenting mediation so that it's best for the child. But the main thing is, forget the fact that he's not with you. He left. He did whatever he did. It's about your child, and not wanting your child to grow up feeling some type of sense of something's missing, or they weren't wanted, or abandonment, if that's possible. And If it's not possible and he doesn't want to participate in any way, all you can do is be the best mom that you can be and make sure that you don't badmouth the dad. Make sure that you don't make your child feel less and make sure you're not always blaming him for things so that your child ends up feeling resentful. That is nothing that a child should have to have the burden of bearing. All right. Well, that was Ask Yee, 800-292-5150. In case you couldn't get through, you could leave a message or call us anytime. And when we come back, Cash Doll is joining us. I've been knowing her since the beginning of her career. I love to see where she is right now. She's a mom. She's got her man with her. And she's got some big news. She's got two new singles out right now. Big one in FM, but she's also got an announcement. It's Way Up.
You vibing Way Up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit USVI.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit USVI.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And Cash Doll is in the building.
Woo, 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 woo.
In case this sounds just like a conversation, it is, because I love me some Cash Doll. I mean,
this my girl. And y'all know, this is just a love that's just going to never die.
She it's like these flowers. You know, you got two new singles out now that I love. And of course, the freestyle, the power freestyle that you did too.
Okay,
you
yeah.
You be talking your on that.
And I be meaning it.
But you so soft with your man though.
Only with him. But him and Cashton. Cashton got me wrapped.
Does Cashton ask for a little brother or sister yet?
Oh yeah, he said baby. Baby, he'll point at my stomach, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to that since you said it. He points at your stomach and says, baby, is there a baby in that stomach?
It's a baby in a stomach.
Oh my goodness. We gotta say congratulations.
I'm exclusively for Way Up Show. That is it.
So do you know if you're having a boy or a girl yet? Or are you going to wait to find out?
I'm going to wait. I pray it's a girl.
That'll be like the perfect.
Then I'm done.
But if not, then you're not done.
No, I'm done still. I ain't doing this no more.
Has it been a tough pregnancy so far?
You know what? This one is different from the first one. The first one was a breeze. This one, I do get a little sick. I be a little aching a little bit.
That little girl would be hair done, laid. Like, can you imagine the clothes?
That's what everybody's saying.
That baby
going
to have a Birkin.
Everybody be saying, if you have a little girl, this is about to be a show. Because I have a blast with Cashton. Because I have both sides. I feel like I'm a girly girl and I'm a boy, too.
Yes, we know. You
I'm
are
a real
Yeah, we know.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody messing with you.
So it's like, it's a good balance. It's like I'm the hood princess.
It's Way Up, and I'm talking to my girl, Cash Doll. And speaking of hood princess, let's talk about BMF for a second. To see you in that role as Monique, you know, first of all, I miss you on there, but you went out fighting.
I went out swinging, mm-hmm. like a real...
How did you justify that to yourself, like, becoming Monique in that role? Because she was really... is two guys that don't get along with each other. Like, for real, want to kill each other.
Exactly.
And you're in the middle of that. And you know that's not going to end well. Mm-hmm. So in your head, how do you justify Monique's character? Like, what do you tell yourself somebody like Monique would be thinking?
You know what? I just think that she just got caught up in loving two people. Like, Lamar took care of her child. And then by Meech actually being young, fly, fun, Lamar went away. She fell for him, too. They start beefing because of her.
Right.
So it's like... now she got to pick a side. So and, now she going to leave Meech and he holding it down. And then, oh, Lamar is her child's father. Not technically, but technically. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, maybe she was just in a position like, you know what?
Lamar was just too crazy for me. Like, even from the beginning, it kind of felt like for her, all she could do was kill him.
Yeah.
Because it was never going to end well with him.
And she just shouldn't start having sex with him again. But them beefing, it's like, that's messed up for her to have to pick two. But at this, I wouldn't have took it that far.
Right.
Personally. But I think in her shoes, by her being a paralegal, because she was a lawyer and dealing with Meech, and he's like, he the breadwinner. It's like, she wanted to get rid of that relationship neither, so.
Yeah, but you definitely couldn't have both. Is this so, I know it's based on a true story, but some things are fictional. So was that character, Monique, was she based on a real person?
She's a real person.
Okay, so you knew from the beginning that she wasn't going to make it
then. Yeah, I knew that she was going to pass. And I was hurt, but I was like, well, this is a...
time to have a baby.
Yeah. You know what? You know, and really, I'm just getting older. I'm like, I gotta have my kids. I'm not about to just sit around and just, you know. So when it happened, and then I met somebody that I was compatible with, and mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, he's a good father. Because if worse come to worse and we don't work out, I know that he's going to take care of his kids and be in their life. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, we vibing and we in love. We was in love. Well, we was head over heels when we first met. We still in love, but it was like, you know, we that honeymoon was back. Like, it was like, oh,
then
we're
you settle into love.
Yeah, you know, and it was like, it felt good. It felt good. I wanted kids. I was, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm like, oh, it's time. And I was asking God, because it was around the time I lost a whole jewelry box full of jewelry in LA. Somebody stole it from me.
Oh, I remember that. You went right. Yep.
And it tore me apart. And I was like, you know what? This is all material. And it was just like, God, just give me some more motivation. I need something else to be living for. Like, 4 days later, I kid you not, on Mother's Day, I found out I was pregnant.
Tracy, what were your initial thoughts when you saw that pregnancy test?
The world started spinning for like 5 seconds. I think we just arguing or something too. Like that. And she kind of like, boom.
Argument over.
Yeah, like, hey, okay.
All right, Cash Doll is in the building. I'm so excited that she's here. She's got two new singles out right now. FM and Big One is Way Up. We got more with Cash Doll when we come back.
Turn it up. You vibing Way Up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Cash Doll's in the building, and so is her man, Tracy T. And so the album's coming out in April.
Yeah.
All right, so do we know, what's the title?
So I'm juggling between a few things. Like, I was going to say The Last Dial.
Mm-hmm.
And it means so much, right?
Like, yeah.
I think I'm going to leave the dial stuff alone.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to give it to my child. Hopefully it's a girl. I'm grown.
So what are you, who are
Angela,
you going to be?
Keisha.
I'm
a grown woman with two kids. I don't want to be called a doll no more. And then it's so many dolls.
And it turned into so many different issues.
It's so much. And it's like every time my name is brought up, it's like, who's the best doll?
Because I saw, even when you did the Power freestyle.
And yeah,
and y'all had already spoken before that.
Yeah, and it's like, and I'm like, I'm not about to argue with you again over this, girl. Come on now.
Like,
you know,
I'm
a
mom.
It was my son's birthday. I'm at his birthday party and I'm on internet talking about I'm stealing your, like, let's be for real, like, you know where this came from, you know who started all this, why would you play with me like that? I thought we was done. I left all that alone, me being mad at them, then you come back around and you doing that, like you let these people hype you up to do this.
Yeah, probably on social media.
That's social media stuff.
Because I will say one thing about Cash Doll, she's not doing the subliminals or
playing like that.
If I have something to say, I'ma just say it.
And then what? We can handle it when we see each other. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not doing that back and forth. I smack this for real. If I have to.
Mom.
But now I don't. but it is not. That's not saying to her because I know. It ain't even
right,
you know.
But you're not on it. Like
I'm not on that. Why would I steal your rap?
And you know what? Sometimes you do respond. It ends up being a more of a bigger back and forth. And then it's gonna end up getting squashed later. So why did we go through this whole back and forth?
Yeah. And then she ended up arguing with somebody 4 days later. So it was. That's why I give it a 72-hour rule. All right. After 72 hours, if I feel some type of way, I'm gonna address it. If I don't, then you know you can have it. And I just play it for what it is. And it's all good.
It's Way Up, and I'm talking to my girl, Cash Doll. So when y'all be arguing, what do y'all argue over?
The smallest stuff. The dumbest stuff.
Tracy get on my nerves.
I can't even believe we argue about some stuff we argue
about. No, because Tracy really get on my nerves. It'd be like just us just both being alpha people.
Right.
Like sometimes we won't talk for like a couple days. Then sometimes we'll get over it, and we'll be laughing. And then we'd be best friends again.
Aww.
And then we'd be right back at it. It's like, I don't know, but every time I feel like we get closer. Like That's our good. Bond gets stronger and stronger every time. But
I love this for you, Keisha.
Thank you. I love this for you too. When you gonna go ahead? When you gonna go ahead?
I'm living vicariously through you.
No, don't put that on me.
I'm loving this.
Well,
okay?
Don't put that on me.
I'm watching your moves. Yeah. And I also see, you know, I guess it's from my dad. I saw Cashton looking at them pictures on social media. Looking at women.
He get it from his daddy.
Do you see scrolling.
He said, oh wow,
swiping through.
Yes. And I'm like, you know what, one time I was in the shower and he was like doing something in the bathroom and he just stopped and said, mommy. And I said, I am your mother.
Stop watching him.
Yes. And then we don't even do that around him. Like right. Most we'll do is hug. We don't even really kiss any mouth around him or nothing. And Cashin, it's just in him.
Right.
Because he never seen Tracy touch my butt or none of that. And he see butt. Y'all, and he's like, ooh, wow. And it's so scary because I'm like, my son. And I'm like, wow, I have a little boy because he genuinely just found that out on his own by looking at it.
Well, listen, I am so glad to have been able to see you and to see this baby bump. And it's, woo, look at that. You look good. That's a beautiful bump.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. April 26th is the date for the album.
It's coming.
All right.
That's April 26th. Y'all be ready.
Baby, and then the next
come back. No.
Not me. The baby is the album.
That's right. No, you trying to be slick.
We're going to see. All right. Well, it's Way Up. Thank you so much, Cash Doll. Tracy, thanks for jumping in. We appreciate you, too.
Appreciate you.
All right. Well, if you want to watch that full interview, you can go on my YouTube channel, Way Up with Yee. And when we come back, you guys have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in to get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up with Angela Yee.
All right. It's Way Up with Angela Yee. And happy Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. And I am, when I say thrilled, absolutely thrilled. But again, thank you so much to 310 Baby for joining me. And thank you to Cash Doll. Congratulations on the baby. I'm glad she decided to disclose this news up here, but there was no hiding that belly. And so I noticed she must be posting old videos or she's doing a good job of hitting them angles on her social media page. But you could watch both of those interviews on my YouTube channel, Way Up with Yee. And of course, you guys have the last word.
I want to shine the light on Kara Garraway. She's my lady. I had 4 strokes, a triple bypass heart surgery, and 10 eye surgery, and she stood there with me for the rest of my life. So I thank God for her. And I just want to shine light on her to let her know that I am appreciative of everything she does. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, good morning. My name is Carrie. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, by way of Louisville. I want to shine a light on you, Angela Yee. I don't know, I could be wrong, but you sound like you had the sniffles. So if you do, I hope you feel better. And just thank you for doing what you do. And I love your show.
It's showtime.
Yeah. I'm about to tear it up.
You tapped in and Way Up with Angela Yee.
I want it now. Ow.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.